people overestimate the amount of freedom they want. So if you're dating today, the number of choices offered by modern apps can appear almost limitless. There can seem to be a never-ending stream of photos to swipe left or right. But there isn't evidence that this surplus of choice is leading to greater satisfaction. In fact, some people believe that this greater choice is leading to expectations that lower satisfaction. How can it be that the expansion of potential partners doesn't produce more happiness? Well, it seems that people overestimate how much choice they actually want, how much freedom to choose will make them happy. When presented with a raft of choices, people are often overwhelmed. You've probably had that experience at some point in your life. In fact, one study found that when given too many options of a product they actually want to buy, more people walked away without buying anything than people that were given a limited set of choices of the same product. Now, the same probably goes for dating. Researchers have found that a week after making a choice, daters that choose from many options expressed less satisfaction than those that chose from a more limited set of options. Too much choice, too little structure, too much freedom is a problem for us. Often, our identities help solve this problem because our identities limit the choices available to us or what we can even think of wanting. Where you came from, your religious background, your ethnic background, what your parents think, all these things affect what we want or what we believe we should have. Who we are in relationships shape the world presented to us and as such limits us, provides us structure. That's a cost most of us are willing to pay for the embrace of relationships and participation in the communities that provide meaning. What's the takeaway? We think we want freedom, and we do, but we would be lost without structure that limits our options.